This is Dr. Singh. I'm treating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Last name is Gumina, G-U-M-I-N-A. Her date of birth is 2/16/1950. Date of evaluation is 6/16/2023. HPI history page. This is a 73-year-old female who was admitted here on 6/10/2023. Upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital, period. Patient's chart indicates history of diabetes, COPD, bipolar disorder, chronic hypertensive chronic kidney disease, muscle weakness, difficulty walking. Presence of right artificial knee joint and mechanical complication of internal right knee prosthesis. Period. Patient reports a long-standing history of bipolar disorder and reports that she sees a therapist at community network services, and also talks to a psychiatrist on phone. Period. Patient was admitted here on lamotrigine, Lexapro, clonopin, Wellbutrin XL, and Abilify, which she has been taking for a long time. And did not want any changes in psychotropic medications. Period. Patient is somewhat hyperverbal and tangential. She talked about keeping self busy, doing computer work, writing letters and poetry. She reports that she wrote a script and they made a movie out of that. Period. Patient talked about teaching at history of teaching at Detroit Public School, Roper, R-O-P-E-R, and Cranbrook Schools. And reports that she had a great reputation. Patient talked about abusing diet pills in the past. Period. Reports that she was neglected as a child. Reports that her dad was a radiologist. And reports that her mom was critical of her. Period. Patient reports that her one brother lives in North Carolina and sister is deceased. She reports that she has been twice married. Reports that her ex-husband is supportive of her. Period. Patient acknowledged more than 20 psychiatric hospitalizations previously and a history of suicide attempt by overdose on pills. Period. Her chart indicates history of ECT. Period. She reports that EMDR worked well for her PTSD. Period. She also states that she went to a Menninger clinic in Topeka, Kansas, and was there for 4 months. Period. Next paragraph. She reports that she lives alone and reports that she gets some assistance for showers and laundry, etc. Period. Reports that her poetry was published in University of Michigan Psychiatric Journal. And reports that she sees a PA from Thomas Park and Associates psychiatry practice. Next paragraph, review system, general weakness, history of all the eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemorrhage, non-reported. Next prior, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior outpatient treatment was helpful, yes. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, 21. Date of last hospitalization, 2000. Seven prior history of suicide attempts, yes. Number of attempts are unknown. Past history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest college degree, current occupation, retired drama teacher, current relationship, divorced, lives alone, number of children, none. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test required to inform a chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, see a comment, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 128 over 59, pulse 65, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, slowed gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech hyperverbal, mood euthymic, effect broad, thought processes somewhat tangential, thought content, no suicidal or homicidal ideation, perceptual disturbances, no perceptual disturbances, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal memory, good for recent and remote events, attention, concentration, fair language, hyperverbal, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair. Next paragraph, medications, MAR reviewed, under current medication, Abilify 10 milligrams once a day. Next paragraph, Lamictal 200 milligrams once a day, Valbutrin XL 300 milligrams once a day, Clonopin 1 milligram at HS. And Abilify 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph. Under assessment and plans, bipolar disorder, current episode, depressed, moderate, F31.32. Plans continue current medication as prescribed, which she has taken for a long time. Period patient has her own psychiatrist and plans to continue follow-up upon discharge. Number two, generalized anxiety disorder, F41.1. Plans continue. Clonopin continues. May benefit from psychotherapy. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concern. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with PCP for management of medical problems. Next paragraph, on orders and procedure 99305. Under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of anxiolytics, antipsychotics, SSRI, and Lamictal. Next paragraph, risk benefit statements. My medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment, a potential consequence of harm to herself. Check that box. Next paragraph, end of dictation.